From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The U.S. is standing by its conclusion that North Korea is behind the cyber attack against Sony Pictures. But as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, the country denies involvement and wants to take part in a joint investigation with the U.S. to find the culprit.
North Korea's state-run news service is quoting an unnamed government official who is demanding the U.S. take part in a joint investigation into the incident or risk retaliation, and saying the U.S.'s accusations are groundless and slander. The FBI said Friday that it is confident North Korea was involved in the hack of Sony Pictures. U.S. officials are doubling down on that now. A spokesman for the National Security Council says the U.S. stands by its conclusion. He further suggested that North Korea admits their culpability and compensates Sony for the money they've lost. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is strongly reacting to new Western sanctions over Russia's annexation of Crimea. As NPR's Corey Flintoff reports, officials there are threatening to retaliate.
The United States and the European Union both announced new sanctions against Russia this week, targeting investment in Crimea's tourism and oil industries. Canada imposed travel bans on more Russian leaders and banned the sale of some oil technologies to Russian firms. President Vladimir Putin responded in a speech to security agents, saying no one would intimidate or isolate his country. The foreign ministry in Moscow says Russia will retaliate for the latest sanctions. Russia has previously retaliated for sanctions by banning food imports from the United States and the EU. That action also hurt Russia's economy by boosting inflation. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Cuban President Raul Castro says the U.S. embargo against his country must be lifted and that politics on the island will not change despite the warming of relations between the two countries. NPR's Kerry Khan reports Castro made his remarks to Cuba's National Assembly today.
Broadcast throughout the country, Castro's speech moved from defiant in defending the island nation's socialistic values to conciliatory in his appreciation for President Obama's move this week to reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba. Reading from a lengthy written speech, the 83-year-old Castro said Cuba will not abandon its ideals for improved relations with the U.S. He also said the most essential dispute between the countries remains unresolved, the decades-long U.S. embargo. Castro said U.S. blocking of international financial transactions greatly damages the island's economy. Castro finished his speech with a boisterous Viva Fidel in reference to his older brother, who's been publicly absent since the historic announcement made this week. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Havana.
You're listening to NPR News in Washington. In Spain, a new poll shows dwindling support for the independence movement in Catalonia. Lauren Frere reports the northeast Spanish region voted last month to separate from Spain.
This is the first opinion poll in years to show a majority of Catalans opposing independence from Spain. Catalonia held an unofficial secession vote last month in which a majority voted to break away and form their own country in Europe. That vote was largely symbolic and wasn't recognized by Spain or other countries. Critics said only those in favor of independence bothered to go out and vote. Now a new poll by the Catalan government's own research arm suggests that may have been the case. Results show 45% in favor of staying with Spain and 44% for independence, with the remainder undecided. It's an indication of how Catalans might vote in an official referendum that leaders want to hold in the future. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
Pakistan is carrying out attacks on Taliban militants after this week's school massacre. Pakistani officials say five terrorists were killed on the outskirts of Peshawar. Shoppers have one last weekend to take advantage of holiday bargains before stores close for Christmas. In New York, shopper Jody Giglio says she's already gotten most of her gifts and today is just for last-minute things.
We did a lot of online stuff, stuff that we couldn't find online. We're here getting today in the city, but mostly coming out to the city today to look at the window decorations.
The National Retail Federation is predicting strong sales for the 2014 holiday season. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.